before the surface of the earth was uninhabitable by human beings, I took a train to New York City through the Black Hills of Ohio and the Pennsylvania hills of acid rain. In those days, folks were digging, always digging through the limestone and the coal and granite and magnesium. For the tunnels and the caves, subterranean rivulets, for the moles that we eventually became. Folks were still mad about the forced sterilization of all but 10% of the population. But in a funny way, the pressure of the hunt was off, and so I took my little Mexican vacation. Slavery was everywhere, it was simply necessary, otherwise the planet was a grave. And still and all, that's just the kind of thing that goes when other things just go. Underneath my seat was a flotation device in case a train could not avoid the flood. 16 trains that summer had already gotten stuck where the Atlantic meets the Indiana mud. One half of the people on the train were policemen as mandated by the Senate of the world. And still I somehow met and got to know and fell in love with a runaway slavery girl. Through the hills, Pocahontas, Buffalo Bill. Sometimes I found some work carbon dating. But still, and all, there's worse, you know, anyway. It wasn't personal, just something about those Mexico waves. 3 years, maybe more, like 2.5, before the earth was uninhabitable, I jumped aboard a train for New York City, through the Black Hills of Wisconsin and the West Virginia hills of acid rain. Ooh, sha-la-la, shake it, runaway slavery girl. Sha-la-la, shake your behind, runaway slavery girl.
And the title of that song?
Mexican Vacation, Slavery Girl.